好，我们谢谢诗班啊，也巴不得我们常常活在圣诞节的那个喜悦里面啊，能够把荣耀归给至高处的神，我们在地上享受他给我们的平安。今天我们要介绍一下我们的讲员啊，申锡兴啊传道，姓申的好像韩国人，中国人也有啊。不过他是韩国人，他是会说中文的 Korean 啊，感谢神啊，辛弃疾有一句很有名的诗，众里寻他千百度，那人却在离北塘不远处啊。因为我从去年来了以后，八月黄牧师就叫我进入到英文堂的聘募委员会，哎呀，每个礼拜一次两次的开，读了好多的 resume， 一直都没有找了，真的是颇辛苦的哈。那么一直到这个今年1月6号的时候，我们这个申传道他从西北堂辞掉了哈。其实我去年一来啊，那个西北堂的 Robert Lee 执事就跟我讲啊这个情形，我还劝过他。是不是主要带领在那边留啊？但主有他的带领啊。到一月的时候，他就决定要这个休息下来一阵子哈。那么我们这里大概就有跟他交通，一直到差不多二月以后呢。那么这个不是都他的问题，还有他太太的问题啊 ，Lindy 哈。我跟 Lindy 讲过几句话，不是很熟，有些弟兄姐妹跟他比较熟一点。Lindy 是广东人啊，那么他们因为我们的这个申传道，他我想应该在大学的时候就蒙召了啊。Rochester 毕业以后，他在 Rochester 服侍了，我看他两年之后，他就到中国去啊，在中国有这个八年，一直在侍奉啊，在侍奉，因为北京有些教会需要一些英文方面的。帮助他就在那边，同时他在北师大，我不知道有没有你的他同学，他读过北师大，读中文吧？哦，读中文啊，读中文。他的中文非常好。其实我本来想请他用中文讲道，因为今天我们是请英语的 candidate， 因为我们上礼拜这个长老小会正式通过就是请他我们要 approach 他啊，他现在是我们的英语 congregation 的候选人，这样哈，那我们很高兴啊。那他在北堂在西北堂服侍了5年，所以跟我们教会很多英文很多人都非常的熟悉了，这样哈。他三个小孩啊，6岁、4岁跟9个月，都是男生。这唯一觉得他如果都是女生就更好了。好，我想我们也别说太多哈。那今天他跟我们来分享安息日的主哈，我们请肖伟弟兄来帮忙翻译。谢谢。喂。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们用祷告来开始。
Father in heaven, we need your word today.
天父，我们今天需要你的话语。
So God, by the Spirit, please teach us your precious truth.
主啊，求你在圣灵中教导我们你的宝贵的圣言。
And by the power of the Spirit, change us, O Lord, to be more like Christ.
然后凭着圣灵的力量。改变我们，让我们更像主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉着基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible verse that we are going to learn from today is from Exodus chapter 20, verse 8.
我们今天要读的圣经是出埃及记20节第八章。
Here's what it says. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy."
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Now I grew up when I was a young boy practicing taekwondo.
当我还是个小孩子的时候呢，我曾经 练习跆拳道。
But when I was in the eighth grade, I really began to take it seriously.
但是一直到我八年级的时候，我才变成真正的非常认真的来做这件事情。
So that year, I was practicing for a big tournament.
然后那一年呢，我为一个非常非常重要的比赛进行训练。
But there was one problem.
但是有一个问题。
The tournament was on Sunday.
这个比赛呢，正好是在星期天进行的。
It would begin early in the morning and go all day.
然后呢，它从早上一早开始，然后要赛一整天。
So the question was, what would I do about going to church?
那么问题就是我要去教会这件事怎么办？
See, growing up, I was always taught to go to church on Sunday.
当我成长的时候呢，我一直受到教导说星期天就要去教会。
My parents and especially my mother taught me that Sunday was the Lord's day.
我的家长，尤其是我的母亲，教导我说星期日是主的日。
See, that day belongs to God, so I must not miss church on Sunday.
那一天是属于神的，所以我一定要去教会。
But this was an important tournament which happens only once a year.
但是这个呢，又是一个非常重要的比赛，而且一年只有这一次。
And I've been training hard for it.
而且呢，我为了这个训练付出了很多很多的辛苦。
In fact, I was a part of our Taekwondo school's demonstration team, so I really couldn't miss it.
实际上呢，我在学校里面我是这个示范队里面的成员，所以我也不能弃赛。
So, what am I supposed to do?
所以我到底该怎么办呢？
What would you do?
你会怎么办？
Before I tell you what happens in this story, I would like to encourage everyone here to think carefully.
那么在我这个告诉你答案之前呢，我鼓励大家去仔细的思考一下这个事情。
I want to encourage you to think personally about this question.
我鼓励你们从自己个人的角度来思考这件事情。
You see, the topic of the Sabbath is incredibly important.
关于安息日的这个主题呢，实际上是非常非常重要的。
And after all of you are here today.
因为无论如何，你们所有的人今天都在这里。
And there are many other places that you could have been.
实际上今天你们可以去很多其他的地方。
But every one of you came here today.
但是你们都来到了这里。
Now, I recognize that many of us have different ideas and personal habits about the Sabbath.
当然我也知道我们每一个人对于守安息日这件事情可能有不同的想法或者做法。
But no matter what your views and practices are regarding the Sabbath, I believe that the Word of God has something to tell you.
但是无论你的想法跟做法是怎样，我想神的圣言里面有要告诉我们的一些信息。
And I believe that the Lord wants to challenge you where you need to be challenged.
然后我相信神在你需要挑战的地方要挑战你。
And I also believe that the Lord wants to comfort you where you need to be comforted.
神在你需要安慰的地方会安慰你。
And ultimately, I believe that the Lord wants to transform you to become more like His Son.
然后神呢，要改变你，让你更像他的儿子。
So before I tell you what I did that morning in eighth grade, let's go to the Word and receive God's truth.
所以在我告诉你我八年级的那一年到底后来怎样发生怎样之前呢，我们先来专注到神的话语上。
Now I've structured this message into three simple parts.
那么今天的这个信息呢有三个部分。
First, our beliefs.
第一呢是我们的信仰。
Second,our actions.
第二呢是我们的行动。
And third, our hearts.
第三呢是我们的心。
So let's talk about our beliefs.
那么我们先来看一下我们的信仰。
The question is simple and obvious.
这个问题其实是非常简单的而且明显的。
What does the Bible say about the Sabbath?
那么圣经关于安息日是怎么说的呢？
And what exactly is the Sabbath?
安息日到底是什么呢？
See, the fourth commandment is very special.
十诫里面的第四诫其实非常的特殊的。
Most of the other commandments are short one-liners.
其他大部分的这个诫命呢，基本上就是很短的，短短一行。
But this commandment comes with some explanation.
但是这个第四诫呢，它是有注释的，有注解的。
So here is what it says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 9 through 11.
那么在出埃及记二十章九到十一节是这样讲的。
Six days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you, or your son, or your daughter, your male servant, or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
The main point in verses 9 through 11 is this.
那么这个九到十一节里面主要的主题是这样的。
No one should work on the seventh day of the week of the week because God set the rhythm of work and rest during that first week in creation.
就是说在这个七日当中的第七日，任何人都不能做任何的工作，因为神在创造的时候就定下了这个工作与安息的这样一个节奏。
So when God gives Moses that fourth commandment, what he's telling Moses is that God's rhythm of work and rest was not a one-time event for himself.
也就是说，当神把这个第四个诫命告诉给摩西的时候，神就告诉摩西说，这个关于工作与安息的这个节奏，不是神自己的一个一次性的事件。
It was actually a rhythm of life that was given to the people for repetition.
这个实际上是给所有的人的一个让他们去循环往复去做的这样一个工作与休息的这样一个节奏。
And not only is this rhythm supposed to be regular, it is also a good thing.
那么这个节奏呢，不光是一个要照常去做的事情，而且它是一个好的事情。
Because remember, this rhythm of work and rest, that was established before sin entered the picture.
因为这个节奏实际上是在罪进入世界之前，神就已经设立了。
This was a blessed and wonderful structure for life.
这是一个有福的，而且是一个奇妙的关于生活的这样一个结构。
So now we know that the Sabbath was a part of a rhythm of life for here and now.
那么现在我们知道说，这个关于安息日的这样一个工作与休息的这个节奏呢，是今天在这里的这样的一个要求。
But there's more.
但实际上还有更多。
The Sabbath was a preview of our future rest with God forever.
因为这个安息日是将来我们与神同在的这个生命里面的一个预言。
Like any good storyteller, God was giving hints at the beginning about what will happen at the end.
就像任何一个好的叙述者一样，神在最开始的时候就于对将来的事情给了你一个小小的提示。
In other words, obeying the command to rest on the Sabbath was a preview of our eternal rest with God.
也就是说，我们关于这个安息日的，我们遵守神的这个诫命呢，是关于我们将来在永恒中与跟神在一起的这样的一个预言。
I suppose it's like what some people say.
就好像有些人讲的这样。
Life is a rehearsal for eternity.
今生是永生的一个彩排。
In that way, God gives His people the Sabbath day so that they would learn to anticipate and hope for the future rest that they will have with God.
也就是说，神给了我们赐给我们安息日呢，是为了让我们能够去期待和希望我们在永恒中的安息。
And of course, we know that this is exactly what the writer of Hebrews had in mind in chapters 3 and 4.
这样我们也知道说，在希伯来书第三章和第四章，它的作者实际上心里面想的就是这件事情。
So the Sabbath is about today.
那么这个安息日是关于今天的。
The Sabbath is also about our eternal future.
那么安息日也是关乎我们未来的。
But there's one more thing that I would like to mention.
但实际上还有另外一件事情。
The Sabbath is also about our faith.
安息日也是关于我们的信心和信仰。
When it comes to Old Testament stories about the Sabbath, perhaps the most well-known one is about the Israelites eating manna in the desert.
那么关于这个安息日的故事呢，在旧约中可能最有名的故事就是以色列人在旷野中他们吃玛纳这件事情。
On their way to the Promised Land, which the Promised Land is also a symbol of Sabbath.
那么在他们去这个应许之地的过程中，当然这应许之地本身也是关于安息日的这样的一个提示。
You see, the Israelites were hungry and they began to complain.
大家也许记得他们就开始肚子就饿了，然后他们就开始发怨言。
So in God's mercy, God gave them bread from heaven.
然后神在慈悲中就赐给他们天上的粮。
And as you know, the Israelites were told, gather the bread from heaven.Each day.
所以你们也许还记得说他们每天都要照例收当收的这个分量。
But no more than what they needed.
但是不能更多。
But on the sixth day of that week, the Israelites were told to gather double.
那么到了第六天的时候他们要采集双倍的加倍的量。
Why?
为什么?
Because the seventh day was for rest.
因为第七天是要休息的。
So what would happen if the Israelites tried to gather manna on the seventh day?
那么如果第七天他们还想要采集的话怎么办?
The answer is simple.
那么答案很简单。
They couldn't because there was no manna outside on the seventh day.
他们不能,因为第七天的时候外面根本就没有玛纳可以采集。
You see, gathering manna on that Sabbath day was an act of futility and disobedience.
也就是说，当你第七天如果想去采集玛纳的话，你这个行为是虚妄的，而且是不守诫命的。
So here, what God is telling the people is very simple.
所以神要告诉他的子民的这个信息其实是很简单的。
Resting on the Sabbath was an act of faith and trust that God would give them enough.
也就是说第七天的休息实际上是一种信心和信赖的表现也就是说相信神会给他们足够的
God's people they had to trust that God would take care of them as they obeyed the command to rest
也就是说神的子民他们一边在遵从神的这个诫命的时候他们一边要信赖说神会给他们足够的
In other words the Sabbath is a call to believe the promise of God
也就是说安息日实际上是对于神的这个应许的这样一种信心这样的一种呼召
And did you notice
你们有没有注意到
All of this God gave to Moses all of this happened beforeGod gave Moses the Ten Commandments
你们有没有注意到所有的这些都是在神颁下十诫之前
The people of God were already learning to live in this rhythm.
也就是说在十诫之前神的子民已经开始学习在这样一个节奏当中生活。
So the Sabbath is about our today.
所以呢这个安息日是关乎我们今天的。
It is about our eternity.
也是关乎我们的永恒。
It is also about our faith.
也是关乎我们的信心。
But what exactly are we supposed to do?
那么我们到底应该怎么做呢?
When you have an important sports tournament on Sunday, what are you supposed to do?
如果你在星期天早上有一个重要的体育比赛的时候，你会怎么去做?
So here is probably a good time to tell you what I ended up doing.
所以也许现在我应该告诉你们刚才我这个故事的答案了。
I really did not want to miss that tournament.
因为我实在实在不想放弃那个比赛。
But on the other hand, I knew that going to church was a non-negotiable.
那么，但是我也知道来教会这件事情是没有商讨余地的。
So, my mother, she got the keys to the church building from our pastor one day earlier.
所以我的母亲呢，就在星期天之前的那一天，从我们的牧师那里接到了教会的钥匙。
Then, my mother and I woke up together early Sunday morning at 5 o'clock.
然后呢，我们星期天早上就把闹钟设到五点钟就起床。
We drove to the church, just the two of us.
然后呢，就是我们两个人开车来到教会。
And we spent half an hour that morning in worship and prayer before going to the tournament.
然后呢，我在去比赛之前呢，我们花了半个小时来敬拜和祷告。
I wish I could say that the early morning prayer and the worship helped me to win the tournament.
然后我当然想告诉你说，这些事情让我能够有如神助去赢得这场比赛。
As it turns out, I did really poorly.
但实际上我的结果比赛的成绩不怎么样。
I actually cried and it was really embarrassing.
然后我哭了，然后非常的难为情。
But the point that my mother was trying to show me is that losing a few hours of sleep is a small price to pay for keeping the command of God.
但是我妈教我的这件事情就是说，当我们遵从神的诫命的时候，少睡几个小时，这根本就是小事一桩。
What my mother knew was that keeping the Sabbath was incredibly serious.
因为我的妈妈知道说，我们遵从这个安息日的诫命是非常非常重要的。
In fact, it is so serious that in the Old Testament, the punishment for breaking the Sabbath was death.
实际上它是如此的重要，以至于在旧约当中，对于违反这个诫命，它的惩罚是死。
As I look back on that experience, I am filled with incredible gratitude for the sense of priority that my mother taught me.
那么当我回想这件事情的时候呢，我对于我妈妈教给我的这种优先次序呢，我感到非常的感激。
But I have to be honest.
但是我必须诚实地告诉大家。
I think there was something missing.
在这个故事当中呢，我们其实还是少了一点什么。
We went to church.
我们来到了教会。
We prayed.
我们祷告了。
We sang hymns.
我们唱了圣诗。
And we read the Bible.
我们也读了圣经。
What we did that morning was an act of keeping that day holy.
我们做的事情是把那天守为圣日。
But there was something missing in our holiness.
但是在这个圣洁当中还是少了一点什么。
And I believe this missing piece may have the greatest relevance and impact for you and me.
但是这个少掉的东西可能是对于我们当中有，对于我们今天来讲有最大的这个相关性跟这个影响力。
First, let's back up a little bit.
那么我们要往回看一点。
What does it mean to keep the Sabbath holy?
守为圣日到底是什么意思？
You see, the word holy simply means different or unique or set apart.
那么这个圣洁这个字呢，当然就是说是不同，或者是独一无二，或者是分别出来。
So how do we do this, though?
但是我们怎么去做？
Well, there are many ways, such as prayer.
当然有很多方法，比如说祷告
or singing hymns,
或者是唱圣诗。
But I want to show you that perhaps the primary way in which God's people keep the Sabbath holy is through worshiping together.
但是其中最主要的这个事情呢，是让我们在一起来敬拜。
When you look throughout the Bible about the teaching on holiness, you will find a common theme.
那么当你如果读了整本圣经的时候，当你查考这个圣洁这个主题的时候，你会发现一个共同的主题。
That is, God does not want his people to be holy alone.
也就是说，神并不是想让他的子民们单独的圣洁。
Of course, God wants individuals to be holy.
当然神是要我们个人要圣洁。
But the overall theme of holiness throughout the Bible is God's desire for them to be holy together.
但是呢，这个最主要的主题呢，是让神要让我们在一起成为圣洁。
For example,
比如
the book of Leviticus is basically a manual for holiness.
实际上呢，这个利未记这本书呢，是一个关于圣洁的手册。
In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2 and 3, what does God say to Moses about holiness and Sabbath?
那么利未记的十九章二到三节，神是怎么跟摩西讲关于圣洁和关于安息日的呢？
Sorry. It says, speak to all the congregation of the people of Israel and say to them, you, or y'all, shall be holy, for I am the Lord your God am holy. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and you, y'all, shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God.
说你要晓谕以色列全体会众，说你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的，你们个人都当孝敬父母，也要守我的安息日，我是耶和华你们的神。
In Leviticus and Exodus and throughout the Bible, the desire of God is for his entire people as a group to be holy and keep the Sabbath together.
也就是说，无论是利未记还是出埃及记，神的旨意非常明显的是要让他所有的子民一起来敬拜神，然后在一起成为圣洁。
In other words, keeping the Sabbath holy is impossible without coming together.
也就是说，除非我们一起来到一起，否则的话，我们这个守圣洁的这个日子是不可能的。
Coming together, this gathering is inseparable from holiness.
也就是说，来到一起，这个成为一体这件事情，跟成为圣洁是不可分开的。
So when you think about how to keep the Sabbath holy, do you think about it as an individual duty?
所以当你想到守圣洁的时候，你会想到这是一个个人的职责吗？
Or do you see it as a participation in community holiness?
还是对于群体圣洁的这样一个参与？
Brothers and sisters, it is no secret that often we have a low view or an incomplete view of the Sabbath holiness.
弟兄姐妹们，很明显我们对于守为圣洁这件事情，我们的看法往往是比较初级的和不完全的。
It is common for many of us to think, yeah, I can keep the Sabbath holy alone.
我们当中很多人可能想，对啊，我自己是可以把这个日子守为圣日的。
But the call of God is for his people to keep the Sabbath holy together, and it assumes a regular gathered community.
但是神的旨意是让所有的子民聚集在一起，然后他预设说他们会在一起有一个经常性的这样一个聚集。
As the writer of Hebrews reminds us in chapter 10, verse 24 and 25,
那么希伯来书的作者在第十章二十四、二十五节这样提醒我们
And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day approaching.
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道，原文是看见，那日子临近，就更当如此。
Now here, I would like to address something that may not be so obvious in the text.
那么现在呢，我们开始谈一谈有一些可能经文当中不是这么明显的事情。
That is, when you think about the Sabbath, what is going on in your heart?
也就是说，当你思考安息日的时候，你心里面在想一些什么？
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
I know that for many of us, some Sunday mornings are tough.
我知道对于我们当中的有些人，可能星期天早上实际上是一件很艰难的事情。
You may have had a tough week.
也许你有一个很为难的这么一个星期。
At the end of a bad month,
在一个很糟糕的一个月的最后
，in the middle of a horrible year，
在一个很可怕的一年的中间
，at that point， going to church may be the last thing that your heart wants。
这时候你心里面想做的事情里面，可能去教会可能是最后一件事情，你最不想做的一件事情。
You look around and see all of these smiling faces, and that gives you more anxiety。
你环顾周围，看见大家都在微笑，可是这个微笑可能会给你更多的焦虑。
And the songs that we sing in your heart, it might be hollow.
我们唱的诗歌在你心中可能是非常空洞的。
The sermon that you hear from this pulpit, it may seem so distant.
这个讲台上讲的道，对你来讲可能是这样的遥远。
And in this room of hundreds of people, you might feel very alone.
即使是周围这边有好几百个人坐在这边，你可能还是觉得非常的孤单。
You may feel anxiety, fatigue, apathy, or distraction.
你可能会感到有焦虑、有疲惫、有冷淡、有纷扰。
And I want you to know that you are not alone.
但是我要让你知道，你并不是唯一的一个这样的人。
Because for those of us who are in Christ, it is not possible to be truly alone.
因为我们是在基督里的人，这样的人是不可能真正孤单的。
What this means is that, there are people in this room that understand how you feel.
也就是说，在这个房间里，有人知道你心里是怎么想的。
I am willing to bet.That there are people in this room that understand what it's like to have a bad week at the end of a bad month in the middle of a bad year.
我相信这个房间里面一定有人知道说，在一个可怕的一年当中，在一个糟糕的一个月的最后，在一个非常为难的一个礼拜之后，你的心里会怎么想？
And I'm willing to bet that there are people in this room that are willing and happy to pray with you.
然后呢，我也可以打赌说，这边一定有人，他们愿意跟你一起祷告。
And I'm sure that there are people here that will listen to you and to minister to you and to love you.
我相信这边有人会有人愿意来聆听你，然后啊来照顾你，然后来爱你。
Recently, a young student asked me if it's okay to go to church.When she feels distant from God, and when her faith is weak.
最近呢，有一个年轻的学生问我说，当他感觉与神很遥远，然后他的信心很微弱的时候，这个时候是不是还可以来教会？
If that is you today,
如果这个是你今天的话，
listen to the word of God and be comforted.
那么请听神的话语，然后得到安慰。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
你们当守安息日，守为圣日。
This command is not given to people who have a perfect life.
这个诫命不是给那些有完美生活的人的。
This command is given to people who are broken and needy.
这个是给破碎的贫穷的人给他们的这样的一个诫命。
Here is what God is telling you.
这个是神要告诉你的。
Are you tired? Come to me, and I will give you rest.
你劳累了吗？到我这里来，我要给你安息。
Do you feel distant? Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you.
你感到遥远吗？来亲近神，我也会亲近你。
Do you feel apathetic? Well, hear my words, and your heart will burn within.
你感到冷淡吗？听我的话语，你的心会燃烧。
Are you dwelling in sin? Well, come to me and be forgiven.
你在罪中吗？到我这里来，我会赦免你。
And do you feel alone? Come to me and be united with me and a family that will last forever.
你孤单吗？到我这里来，在我们的爱的家庭当中得到联合，直到永远。
Brothers and sisters, the desire of God.Is that you obey his commands in such a way that you will be able to rejoice from your heart.
弟兄姐妹，神的旨意是你遵从他的话语，然后你会在他的这个话语当中得到喜乐。
And to say, like the psalmist says in Psalm 133, Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
就好像诗篇一百三十三篇里面讲的，看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robe.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life evermore.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Now, as we close, I'd like to point out something that I hope that you have been noticing.
那么当我结束之前呢，我要指出一些东西，我希望你们已经注意到了。
Brothers and sisters, do you see that wrapped up in the call to keep the Sabbath holy are glimpses of the gospel itself?
你们能不能从这个包裹在这信息里面的这些这些信息窥见到关于我们未来的一个应许。
God is calling his people together to experience the rest and the community that is only possible by his grace.
神呼召我们在一起，然后在我们聚集的时候呢，我们可以体验到只有在他里面才有可能的这样一个安息。
And the beauty of the fourth commandment to remember the Sabbath lies in the amazing fact that Jesus Christ is the Lord of the Sabbath.
那么这个第四个诫命里面关于这个安息，它的美妙之处就在于说，实际上耶稣基督他自己就是这个安息。
Jesus, the Lord, came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
耶稣基督来不是为了废掉律法，而是为了成全律法。
He came to fulfill the law in such a way as to rescue us from the curse of the law and to provide access instead to all of its blessings.
那么他来成全律法的方法是什么呢？他就是把我们从律法的诅咒当中解救出来，然后让我们能够进入到律法的福分当中。
And see, this is why Jesus was able to heal on the Sabbath.
这就是为什么耶稣在安息日他可以治病。
By healing on the Sabbath, what Jesus was doing is he was calling them, find rest in me.
那么他在安息日治病这些事情其实就是告诉大家说，到我这边来，在我这里有安息。
What this means is that in the Old Testament world, God called his people to work for 6 days and rest on the seventh.
然后大家记得说，在旧约里面，神是让大家先工作六天，然后第七天才是休息。
But with Jesus himself as the turning point, he calls us to Sabbath rest on him first on Sunday, and then we can go and live our lives of faith and work.
然后耶稣来了，他是一个转捩点，他把这整个的都给他反转了，他让我们在七日当中的第一天守安息日，然后从这里起航，我们过一整个礼拜的圣洁的生活。
We are Christians.
我们是基督徒。
We find rest first.
我们首先得到安息。
And we rest in Jesus.
我们在耶稣当中安息。
Why?
为什么?
Because resting in Jesus is the foundation for a life of faithfulness.
因为在耶稣当中得到安息是我们一个有信心的生命的一个基础。
So,The Old Testament rhythm of work and rest that was designed to anticipate Jesus.
所以实际上旧约当中这个关于工作然后休息这样一个节奏呢，实际上是对于耶稣基督到来的一种期待。
And he is the Son of God who worked faithfully and perfectly.
他呢是神的儿子，他在这里做了完美的工。
He secured the rest that we all wanted and that we all needed.
也就是说他为我们所想要得到的这个安息呢，他帮我们把它得到了。
And so by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have access to this rest today.
也就是说凭着耶稣基督的恩典，我们今天可以进入到这个安息当中。
We have access to it for all of eternity.
我们也借着它可以在永恒中进入这样一个安息。
And this is through faith.
那么这个呢是通过信心。
And you and I, we can live in holiness together.
然后我们大家都可以在圣洁当中生活在一起。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
let us hear the command of God once more.
让我们再一次聆听神的诫命。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Let's pray together.
我们来祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you that we can rest in Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你，我们可以在耶稣中得到安息。
We thank you because Jesus gives us the rest that we need and want.
因为我们感谢你，因为耶稣给我们这些有破碎的、有贫穷的人，给了我们这样的安息。
I pray for those of us here who are restless.
我为我们当中有需要得到安息的人献上祷告。
I pray that you would touch their hearts in a special way.
求你真的是触摸到他们的心灵。
And God, strengthen the community and the love within this church.
也给我们这个教会加添我们的力量。
And by resting together, may we become holy like Christ.
凭着我们在一起守安息日，让我们能够更像耶稣基督那样。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I believe he would say it better in Chinese. Okay, let's sing the response song. Please stand up.受神的祝福，但愿耶和华的大慈爱、耶稣基督的恩惠、圣灵的感动，随着你所赐的话语，常与我们同在，赐福于我们，特别是呼召我们要守十诫的第四诫，让每个主日都是圣洁的。我们一同来持守这样的圣洁，父啊，我们谢谢你，因为你的话语是何等的珍贵，在这个日子里，你要赐福给我们，要加倍的赐福给我们，你将这日分别为圣，为的是要赐福，让我们能够享受天上的福乐。我们谢谢我们的父，这样的祷告祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。三一说。